What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Station. Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing. No, you ain't. Ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interview.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I'm not going to get no interview. I know.
On 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shots and the ties for your makeup. Cause I'll make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage. Bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble and dust, cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say you better run.
Morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. You got a busy day on the radio show today, as we do every Wednesday, because John Martin's going to be on in the next segment. We'll talk to him about all manner of things, including the newest Memphis Tiger edition. We'll talk to John about that. Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. And then Sam Hardiman has told me that he will be on a golf course in New England. Sam Hardiman, of course, covers the city for the Daily Memphian. And this is a time a lot of folks are taking vacations. Last week, Sam wrote a piece about the number two person in the Memphis Police Department and the fact that number two person still lived in Atlanta. Weird thing, weird lifestyle choice when you're a cop in Memphis. But anyway, now that police officer is out.
Is the former police officer.
He is now the former police officer. We thank him for service. And so we'll revisit that topic with Sam. We'll talk a little bit more about Elon Musk's massive computer, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe gray water, although Fishman doesn't like the term, the water treatment plant that may be being constructed to go along with this massive new computer. Anyway, we got a lot to talk to Sam about from the golf course. So that's the lineup. It's John Martin, then Chris Harrington, then Sam Hardiman. Jeffrey, before I did anything else, I thought I would begin. Have you ever witnessed, have you ever seen a loon? Have you ever seen a loon? Not the crazy maniac kind of a loon, not the Mike Gundy, for example, loon, not that, but I mean an actual loon.
So no, in fact, the first time I've heard the term is when Chris referenced going to the MLS game up in Minneapolis.
You've never heard of a loon?
No, I've not. I it's a blind spot apparently.
Did you know? Well, you've heard. Have you heard that like that guy's a loon? Have you heard that the
right,
loon?
I've heard the term like Looney Tunes, or I've heard that like right. You know, like that guy's
he's a loony,
right? I mean,
You didn't know a loon was a bird until Chris started telling you
And I looked it up. I was like, oh, it's a bird.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, this is a very educational show we run around here, you know, on all sorts of fronts. So, and the reason that that someone is loony, if they're a little nutty, the reason that we call them loony is because loons, the bird, kind of nutty. Among other things.
By the way, most birds are.
I think that's true.
Birds are mean.
Well, by the way, the mean is different than nutty. Nutty is
crazy.
You don't think they have a lot of empathy, birds.
Yeah.
I can see that. There are people who are deathly afraid of birds, like terrified of birds. I, of course, feed the birds. Got lots of owls in our neighborhood. Love the owls. But anyway, up here we have loons. And so this morning, my continuing effort to educate the people of Memphis.
Thank you.
Loons, among other things, they paddle along on the water like a duck. They fly. I don't think they're very effective flyers, but what they are is they're swimmers. They kind of belong on the Island of Misfit Toys. Mm-hmm. You know, the Island of Misfit Toys, yes. Where they have
That's what Andy Kennedy called his roster.
The gold. Yeah. But there's a Christmas show with the Island of Misfit Toys and whatever Rudolph, that's where Rudolph goes. Cause Rudolph himself is a misfit toy. He's got the red nose. So they go to the Island of Misfit Toys. There's a goldfish that swims? No, that flies maybe? I don't know. Anyway, loons swim. They'll disappear in one part of the lake and come up 20 yards away.
They're the submarines of birds.
4 minutes later. They're the submarines of bird. And they have a very distinctive call. And because my continuing effort to educate the people of Memphis, if you ever hear this call, you will know. I wonder if they play it. They probably do. They probably have calls.
Do they call the loons?
They play at the... That they do at the MLS game. Is it an MLS game or is it the women's? What is it? Is
I believe it's MLS.
Team? Yeah. I bet they have a series of loon calls.
Feels like that'd be a very, very big miss if you
did. It would be a miss if they didn't. Anyway, here's a loon call, ladies and gentlemen, to start the program. Eerie. Now they say, Jeffrey, it's like laughter. Is that laughter to you?
I will say this. I think that sounds like a psychopath laughing.
It's loony. It does, isn't it? Like it's the call of the loon.
Mm-hmm.
It is the call of the loon. So there you go. There's your moment of education.
Thank you for that.
To start the show. We got John Martin, Chris Harrington, and Sam Hardiman on the show. Oh, one thing before I get to there is news from the Grizzlies. I like to call him a cardiac grizz. There's news from the Grizzlies, the Summer League Grizzlies. There's news about Ja Morant, and there's news from the Tigers, all of which we'll get to. We have studiously avoided. We don't talk much about Bronny on this show, and we have not even so much as mentioned, unless you've brought it up when I've been away, we have not mentioned the Hawk Tua girl or woman.
No, I did not mention that either. No, I did.
Have you, has Hawk Tua been mentioned on your afternoon show?
It is not.
Hawk Tua not mentioned on this show.
Correct.
It's gone thoroughly mainstream now because there was a story in the Washington Post on Hawk Tua girl. And are we going to assume that most people that I'm talking to right now know who I'm talking about? What percentage of the audience knows who Hawk Tua girl is?
I think it's high because this is something, I don't know if what it says about culture, but it's like it clearly pierced the zeitgeist.
It clearly pierced the zeitgeist. She went viral on the streets of Nashville. Nashville, right? She was in Nashville.
Yes.
And she was asked about a sex move.
Mm-hmm. What's something that gets the boys going?
That gets the boys going. And she said, you got a Hawk Tua on that thing and whatever. I'm just telling you what she said. I'm just reporting what she said. And it went absolutely viral. It's one of these things where when I'm on social media, I catch up a day and a half later. Like, I'm not at the cutting edge. So I'm like, what is everyone talking about? And then you Google it, and then it comes up, and you see the video, et cetera. So she has gone large. She is now has 1 million Instagram followers. And the piece in the Washington Post made several observations about all of this. One is that obviously we've had a series of these people. I'll be honest, I can't even really remember them. Do you remember Alex from Target?
Can you remind me what Alex from Target
did? I don't know. Like, yeah. They listed them off. I didn't go look up Alex from Target. That's how long, they don't stick in our memory that long. How about the Jonah, I like turtles wear? Do you know that person?
Nope, not ringing a bell.
How about Gorilla Glue Girl? Do you know that person?
Is that the girl that Gorilla Glued her hair?
Gorilla in her hair, yeah.
Oh, no, I was asking if it was the people that were at the Grizzlies Timberwolves playoff series.
No, not them. Not the people who gorilla themselves to the floor. This guy is the one I did remember. His name is Nathan. Also goes by Dogface, of course. He's the skateboarder who was drinking cranberry juice.
Oh yeah, I did in that
Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, launched Fleetwood Mac. Yeah, brought Fleetwood Mac back.
Right, Dreams, Fleetwood Mac. Yeah. Like, I remember that guy. But people have their moments, right? They have their moments and they blow up. And here is what Hawk Tua is doing. She is you can buy a Hawk Tua 24 hat or t-shirt. The hats are $30, another $10 if they are signed. She's changed her name. Her name is Haley Welch. And she's changed her name, the spelling. I don't know exactly what the rationale here is. From Haley, H-A-I-L-E-Y, to Haley, H-A-L-I-E-Y. Is that because it's more,
no,
less my, common?
Well, my
it's,
guess...
It's more, you're more apt to find her?
No, my guess was she's trademarking her name and branding her name. And the other one was already taken.
Well, she's very clearly got to be... She has to have branded Hawk, trademarked Hawk Tua.
Right, but my guess was the other name was already either trademarked or whatnot, so you have to, you take a stage name.
She's gotten a lot of... Weird stuff happens. Like, you do this, and all of a sudden... And it must be jarring to be Hawk Tua, to be Haley. All of a sudden... Everyone across the whole world. She works in a factory in Tennessee. That's what she does, right?
She did.
And she no. Well, yeah. So, well, two weird. Just a sample of two of the weird things that happened. I saw coming up on my feed. It said that she's a teacher, an elementary school teacher, and has now lost her job.
Right.
That whole thing is just completely fake. She's not an elementary school teacher. So someone does that, makes up a fictitious story around this person. Literally to get clicks, which they can then sell, all based on 100 something that's just 100% they just made up. It's just crazy. Like, I confess, I clicked on that when I said, oh, she lost. In fact, that may be how I first became aware of her, is that Hawk Tua girl loses her job, talks about sex, teaches, you know, whatever else, and people are outraged that she would lose her job. But that was shared multiple times on Facebook. She got an offer to spit in a jar.
Mm.
And they'd give her $600 to spit in a jar. She did not take them up on that particular offer. There are ways, though, to capitalize on this. The dog face guy, Nathan, the skateboarder, he evidently, now this is according to his publicist, so who knows, but he evidently, within 4 months, had made $1 million. And he got a bunch of endorsements, and he got some acting gigs. He was on some, you know, reality shows.
Well, I think he got an Ocean Spray campaign, definitely out of it.
I think he got an Ocean Spray campaign. So there are ways to capitalize on this for meaningful cash. But one of the observations that was made was that Twitter and social media have gone from a place that was sort of dominated by nerds. Right, sort of outsiders and nerds, to a place that is, there's a very heavy, you know, barstool culture here. You know, it's cliche frat guys, like that sort of thing. Like we have gone from what the internet used to be, the sort of dominant conversation there is sort of nerdy outsider stuff, to hawk to a girl, fratty stuff. Do you think that's true? Or maybe it's just everything's there, but the dominant...
No, I think what's happened is more people have started using social media as a place to get discovered. And everything
is... Of course, she didn't... And none of these people... There's absolutely true. Like, there's all the people who use TikTok and whatever as a place to get discovered. The people that I have named, Alex from Target, the turtle person, Gorilla Girl, the dog face guy, skateboarder, and Hawk Tua, all of those were purely accidental, right? They were purely accidental. Maybe the skateboarder wasn't, but
yeah, I mean, it's accidental in the sense that, like, I don't think their intention was to go viral, but somebody took the video.
There's no question. The content creator was
correct.
The person in the Hawk Tua Girl situation.
The subject, maybe not.
The subject was she was not, she was tending to have a fun night out in Nashville.
Right.
There was a content creator involved there. That is 100% true, hoping to go viral. I bring this up because the momentous occasion, she hit 1 million in Instagram followers within the last 24 hours. So there you go.
I'll say though, on your last thing, though, I don't think necessarily it's like social media and whatnot changed. I think it's like there's always just going to be, in my opinion, in this country, there's just going to be these massive pendulum swings. And when you've spent the last 10 to 15 years saying you can't say that, inevitably there's always just going to be a backlash of, I'm going to say all that.
Well, there's also plenty of nerdy stuff still on there. Like 100%. The idea that it is, in fact, there's plenty of nerdy stuff on there. One of the other points they made was that this topic was sufficiently risque that it didn't really cross over. I mean, I read this piece in the Washington Post, so it did, even then, it crossed over as a story about a sociological phenomenon, right?
Yeah. Yes.
It's sufficiently risque that it actually doesn't leap over to quote unquote mainstream media. Although, let's be honest, social media is mainstream media now. So that's a false distinction. But, it doesn't live on CNN and ABC and Fox and whatever else, which actually preserves it as a internet phenomenon. This is Hawk to a person is largely a social media phenomenon, not a mainstream media phenomenon, except for think pieces about Hawk to a girl.
Right.
And what she means. Anyway, there you go. Grizzlies win. This time another down to the final seconds affair last night against the Philadelphia 76ers. Jalen Wells with a buzzer beater. And a much better game. Yesterday, when we were going down the roster and talking about Zach Edey's performance and Jake LaRavia's performance, and we got to Jalen Wells, I think you and I coalesced around the view that his 1-for-9 appearance meant absolutely nothing. Mm-hmm. He looked sort of deer in the headlights. How did I end up here? Slightly overwhelmed, trying to find his way in the world. First day of school kind of stuff, right? Like,
yes.
That's what he looked like. If you can't find your locker on the first day of school, and I remember being intimidated about that when I went to where I grew up, it was 1 through 6 was elementary, and then 7, 8, 9 was junior high. And that first day of junior high is the first day that you're changing classes instead of just being in Ms. Schaefer's class the whole day, mm-hmm. right? Maybe going to one class for
art or whatever, music.
Art or something. But otherwise, you're basically in Mrs. Gavin's or Ms. Schaefer's class the whole day. When you go to 7th grade, you're like, oh my God, I got to find my locker. And I got it from class to class to class. And if you can't find your locker on the first day, it does not mean you can't be valedictorian or king of the prom or captain of the football team or cheerleader, whatever it is. You're just not expected necessarily to be able to. Maybe you find your locker, but you can't open the lock. That can also happen on the first day. Maybe you drop your books mm-hmm. in the hall. That can happen on the first day. Maybe you can't find the right people to sit with in lunch that day or whatever. Maybe you pick up the wrong thing. The chicken surprise at the cafeteria. You can make all kinds of mistakes your first day. And it doesn't mean that's what's going to happen. And already we've seen a bounce back performance. Jalen Wells. Now, mind you, he still started with a 7 last night. He was not the efficient shooter, but he did end up with the game winner, 27 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. And then Cam Spencer, who is, let's be honest, people are going to love Cam Spencer, right? Like if that dude can play at the NBA level, he is going to be loved. He's a fiery white guy, but
mainly just makes shots.
But he makes shots. But he's fiery too. That part. Drew Hill's story today in the Daily Memphian was about everyone acknowledging that he's crazy, and it was not exactly identified precisely how that craziness manifests. But everyone from the coach to his mother. To Jalen Wells, all acknowledge that Cam Spencer is crazy.
Got a screw loose.
And has a little bit of a loon, you might say. Bit of a loon. Maybe we should make the loon a drop, Jeffrey. Maybe we should make the loon call a drop. 18 points, 8 assists, 7 rebounds. You tell me, will Jalen Wells or Cam Spencer become, ultimately, not this year, someday, will either of them become rotation players for the Memphis Grizzlies?
I think I would say no, but they're going to get a lot of... I think they're going to be like spot guys. But like in terms of like...
I'm counting a 10-man rotation. So they got to be, you know... Scottie Pippen count as a rotation guy? I think they got to have a non-two-way contract, and they have to be regular, but not. I'm not talking about 30 minutes a game. I'm talking about just off the bench,
play like Luke Kennard.
I'm saying D'Anthony Melton, Tyus Jones, Kyle Anderson. Rotation players, backup bench rotation players. Will they be either one of them? And if you had to pick which one? I find it. I mean, obviously the Grizzlies picked Wells ahead of Cam Spencer, and his tools. He's tall, among other things. Right? They can both shoot.
He's not on a two-way, correct?
And he's not on a two-way. So the Grizzlies thought it's just where they picked them and the contracts they gave them. They thought more highly of Jalen Wells than Cam Spencer. There's no debate about that. The one they picked first. So I guess you'd have to say that the one with a better chance is Jalen Wells. He's also got, he's more physically gifted.
Yeah, I think both of them are going to have a real problem with when you get to the actual NBA, who are they going to guard?
Well, that's the problem. That is the problem. But, we've talked about this before, and you talked about it with Chris. What does a shooter have to do? How good does a shooter... Like, Steve Kerr had a career.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, Luke Kennard's having a career.
Luke Kennard has a career. So you can, in fact, make it as a shooter who is pretty much just a shooter.
The problem with Cam is Cam... Like, one thing we forget about Luke Kennard, he is 6'7". Like... Yeah, he's not the world's greatest defender, but like he
Jalen Wells is 6'6". I think Jalen Wells is 6'6". Let me look this up. Jalen Wells is not a little guy. It's one of the he's big and he can shoot. He's big for a guard and he can shoot.
And it's why I think in the end, if you're saying I've got to bet on one, that's the one I'm betting on.
It's funny. List here, he's listed as 6'8".
Yeah, I think they knocked him down. He's the other thing. It's like, when you're watching him on the floor and you're like,
6'7". ESPN has listed him at 6'7".
But like when you see him on the floor, you're like, he's 6'7"?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Did he go to the combine?
He's 6'7". He is 6'7". I do believe he is 6'7". Anyway, bounce back performances. Cam Spencer didn't need a bounce back performance. Cam Spencer was good again. That guy is going to light it up in the G League this year. That's what's going to happen. Cam Spencer is going to light it up in the G League this year. There's going to be a night when he drops in double figure threes, right? And Jalen Wells will be learning the ropes. Last night, also, you had David Jones in that game, played 18 minutes, active. He's active. 6 points, 10 rebounds. 10 rebounds. 3 steals, a block, turnover. Only one turnover in 18 minutes. That's not the David Jones I've come to know and love.
I think he's only had one turnover in 2 games. I don't think he had a turnover the other night.
He didn't shoot well, 1 of 4 from the floor, but he got to the line. And so there you go. Acquitted himself perfectly well.
I found myself wondering, though, if we didn't have the Memphis connection, would you have noticed him?
No. No. I wouldn't have. Hey, I'm just so focused on the that I approach these games by watching the Grizzlies players. I barely even noticed the other players, and I would not have noticed David Jones, 100%. Obviously, it was a night off for the headliners for the Grizzlies. No Zach Edey, no Laravia, no Scottie Pippen Jr., no Gigi,
no none DJ. Of those.
Yeah, nobody played. Do you? We'll ask John Martin about it. He evidently, because Gabe asked me about this, John evidently, and I don't know if he was joking or not, said, "I've seen all I need to see from Zach Edey. Shut him down." Do you subscribe to the Grizzlies play again tonight, and then they head to Las Vegas? Do you subscribe to the shut him down theory?
I guess the way I would say is, if they did, I wouldn't have a tremendous amount of pushback. Selfishly, I'd like to have something to talk about, and when he plays, it's something to talk about.
Well, to me, I'm fine. However they want to handle it, it's how they want to handle it. These guys are going to, this point Chris makes a lot, these guys are going to be playing basketball, right? So whether they're playing summer league basketball or whether they're playing, you know, somewhere else, they're going to be playing basketball.
Yeah.
He's not going to be sitting there in on the dock watching loons until camp starts.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't, like, if he's playing basketball, he might as well be playing basketball with, you know, in the Grizzlies system with, you know, some players who might at least be tangentially Grizzlies players against other players who might be tangentially NBA players. You know, we got Kessler the other night. So I got no problems playing, and I don't need to shut him down. And I don't think he's a guy who's particularly injury prone. You know, it's not like he's someone who you have to handle with bubble wrap. This is not Zaire Williams, who it was being brought along because he had a creaky knee. You know, it's he's been pretty indestructible at Purdue.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm in the camp of, like, I want to see him play, but I do also acknowledge, like, you know, the most important thing for him is they need him in September.
That is 100% true. But again, like, he's going to be playing, and so... Don't you? I mean, he's going to be playing basketball somewhere. I don't know.
I mean, I get it. This is not apples to apples. But, like, how do you feel about when the Bills play the starters in the preseason?
But they're not out there playing football games. You know, I don't like it when they play it. But they're not. If they weren't there, they're not playing. They're not. You know, Josh Allen isn't out there playing actual tackle football games. Whereas Zach Edey will be playing actual pickup, running up and down the court basketball games if he's not playing in these basketball games. So that's why it's not apples to apples, is that when Josh Allen is not playing in football games, all he's doing is the equivalent of shooting jumpers, right?
Yeah.
That's all he's doing.
Zach Edey,
if the choice were either just shooting jumpers or playing in these games, then I would acknowledge that playing in these games is much more dangerous. But given that he's going to be playing games one way or another somewhere else, I don't care if it's these games or somewhere else.
I think if Summer League had more NBA guys rather than just, you know, G League guys, like, I am someone that I kind of like my starters playing a little bit in the preseason. Like, I don't really want their first game to be week one. Like, I kind of want them to get out there a little bit. And so, like, that's the perfect example. Like, when he's going up against Kessler, it's like, that's part of what made it fun the other night, is that's an actual NBA guy that you're seeing him going up against. And so if he's going up against more NBA guys, I'd rather him be out there. I'm kind of in the camp, though. It's like with Summer League, it's like, I'd rather see him play than not, but at the same time, I would understand if they didn't.
Jarvis weighs in, points out that David Jones, actually over 2 games now, has 17 rebounds and does get to the line. All things that are true. And so you never know. Like, he is an unconventional player, right? He is not the model of player I would pick. Like, for example, I asked you if Jalen Wells or Cam Spencer are going to be rotation players. who's more likely to be a rotation player, Jalen Wells, Cam Spencer, or David Jones? Or the least likely? I would say the least likely of those three is David Jones.
Yeah,
now, that's not a big stretch because he wasn't drafted. You know,
no, yeah,
so
I'm with you. I'd rank him third.
I'd rank him third. But he does do, like, he busts his ass. He is a, like, that. That is a part of this the Tigers are going to miss next year. Like, he was a beast on the boards. So, particularly for a guy his size. Anyway, the other good news from the Memphis Grizzlies is Ja Morant cleared to play all basketball activities, and he tweets out, "It's go time." How'd you feel about that? I felt okay. That's good, but I felt most. I still feel some regret that it's only now that it's go time. Maybe I'm suddenly in this particular moment, I'm a glass half empty guy. Like, I'm like, that's good. It's good. It's go time. And I'm glad he's excited about it. And I'm sure it must have been frustrating for him. I just lament that he didn't have this whole summer to work on his game.
Yeah, I was okay with it because if you think about it in general, most NBA guys take June off anyway. Like, I kind of put it in the camp of like, okay, if Edie's performance on Monday was a reminder of like, oh yeah, this can be fun, like that was just another piece of good news. Like, all right, he's gonna be ready to go when training camp starts.
Yeah, he will be ready to go by training camp starts, and hopefully everyone will be in good health, and we can look forward to that. Again, the Grizzlies play tonight, and then they head to Las Vegas. And so we can only, I guess we can expect another thriller tonight, Jeffrey. We will look forward to talking about that tomorrow. In other news, Munz had the news that P.J. Carter is headed to Memphis. P.J. Carter, of course, former UTSA guy, and transferred to Rice, entered the portal. Transferred to Rice, and then had second thoughts, Jeffrey. I think it must have been the hotel management program or something at the University of Memphis that swayed him at the last minute, and is now headed to the University of Memphis. Who, you may ask, is P.J. Carter? Some of you may know, some of you who watched the Tigers play UTSA last year. P.J. Carter, 6'5", shooter. He is a shooter. Shot better than 40% from three last year, so a welcome addition. He's 6'5". He's another, you know what he is? He's a Jalen Wells, Jeffrey. He's a guy with decent length who is a stone-cold shooter. Only played 19 minutes a game at Rice last year. In those 19 minutes, averaged 9.5 points, a couple rebounds. And so there you go. Parth tweeted out Evan Mia. Is that his name? EvanMia.com.
It's Evan Maya,
Maya? Is it Maya?
I'm pretty sure it's Evan Maya.
I say Maya. EvanMaya.com.
Well, I should point out the reason why I think it's Evan Maya is Mark used to always say Evan Maya, but Mark is notorious for not knowing how to pronounce things.
I'm going
to
go with Mark. I'm a believer in Mark. Okay. So his pronunciations. EvanMaya.com. Memphis is ninth in transfers. And now it's funny because Gabe asked me yesterday, he said, now that this it looks like the roster's complete, and hours later we learned that PJ Carter was headed to Memphis. What do you make of this latest addition?
I mean, you know, it's kind of fit with the type of guys that they've gotten. It feels like, who was our guy from Boise State that was like here in August and then left?
Oh, yeah, that's another tall shooter.
Yeah. This feels like the reverse of that.
You know? Right.
It's like you get one, you lose one. We're now back to even. Does this sway me demonstrably one way or the other that they're going to be better or not? Not particularly.
No, another useful player is another useful player. And so one of the things that Gabe asked me is, he said, where does this roster compare? Like, how does it, what roster does it remind you of? And he said, you know, doesn't it kind of reminds me of the Kendrick Davis roster? And I've heard that said before. I don't understand it for the life of me. That roster had, if you were literally picking players in conference, a dispersal draft of all players in the conference, the first two you pick might be Memphis Tigers. That had Kendrick and DeAndre on it. You know, two all-conference proven established killers. And then it had a massive drop-off to a bunch of guys, right? This roster has a bunch of guys. You know, Haggerty may be better than that, right? Whatever, he put up big numbers at Tulsa. But there's no, there. It may turn out that there is the equivalent of a Kendrick Davis or a DeAndre on this team, but nobody who's done that before. So I don't know how, like, that wasn't a great roster 2 years ago, but it had two great players on it. This roster, I think, has greater depth, it feels like. Sort of looks around, a lot of various tools for Penny to work with. But we don't have proven killers on this team like that team did. I don't for the life of me understand why that is the comparison you would reach for. How do you think about this roster as compared to other Tiger rosters?
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying in terms of the two proven guys. I think the hope would be that Haggerty and then I'm blanking, kid that started Iowa State, Texas.
Yeah.
The hope would be like that those two guys function in the same way that they would. I will say the thing that I do like about this roster more so than a few others is I do feel like they don't have as many like repeat players, like too much of the same thing. I do think that they actually have a decent
mix. Think it's a better constructed, 100%. I think if you are saying that it's possible that Haggerty and Hunter might turn out to be Kendrick and DeAndre, but they have not been that. You know, like, I'm not willing to say, well, they got two great players and then they have a roster that makes more sense otherwise. I think they have two players who look like they could be the leaders and high profile of this team. And then, but no, they're not on that. They're not all conference players. That's not literally conference player of the year. Kendrick was the year before he got here. So
I think that the other key distinction I'd say,
but
is
I think you're right. They absolutely does. It makes more sense in terms of they got some bigs, they got some shooters. They got, like, I think the rest of the guys are probably better than that team.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, it's like, yeah, I mean, the high end's not there, but it's like the league's also worse.
Well, there is that too. And then it's very possible, and this is a point John has made before, if you compare this roster to the super young rosters that Penny had early, like I said this to Gabe, there was more excitement over Tyler Harris and Alex Lomax starting as freshmen than there will be this year over Haggerty and Tyrese Hunter, right? And there was, if you're just measuring excitement, and that was crazy. You know, these will be better college players. Deeply experienced transfer college players will be better players than Alo and Tyler starting their first game as freshmen. But there was more excitement for that backcourt, don't you think?
Yeah, but don't you think in general there was just more excitement to see, like,
Penny,
I just
the era.
And also it's like Tyler and Alo were direct, like, responses to the narrative of, well, Memphis kids don't want to come here. And so, like, that brought an additional...
No, they were local kids. Let's be honest, we overrated local kids. That's what I'm saying. There was more excitement, but it was not founded in how good they were going to be as actual basketball players in their first year at Memphis. Whereas these guys, I think, will be better basketball players than those two were in their first day of Memphis. So if you're measuring excitement, that team wins. But if you're winning, if you're measuring ability to actually play basketball starting out on day one, I think this team is better. We got to take a break. We'll ask John Martin about all this stuff. Before then, I will tell you, if you are selling your house, Josh Hysaw would be the person to call. 901-461-8147, 901-461-8147. Selling your house can be incredibly stressful. I was talking to Sarah, this woman named Sarah. She has a house, big family, big house in East Memphis. And she just didn't want to go through the rigmarole of getting it ready to sell and showings and all that stuff. So she heard about Josh's instant offer. She gives him a call. Within 48 hours, he's come over. He's done a walkthrough and he's paid for the house in cash. Yep, that can happen when you call Josh Hysaw. Skip the fuss, the stress of selling your house. It's Josh Hysaw, 901-461-8147. Josh has the buyers.com. John Martin next, then Chris Harrington, then Sam Hardiman. It is a busy Wednesday on the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale starts now. Take the labor out of shopping for custom window treatments and make upgrading your home easy and affordable. Don't miss out on up to 50% off right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing and free shipping. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Blinds.com's design experts can help you make the perfect choices with free virtual consultations. Plus, they'll send samples right to your door fast and free. Blinds.com can even handle the measure and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Since 1996, customers have trusted Blinds.com to cover over 25 million windows, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Take the labor out of upgrading your home with Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Summer Hoops coverage in Memphis is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
Jason and John.
Straight out of White Station and the U of M to your speaker. Jason and John.
These guys know hoops. It's how I get through the workday.
Unsportsmanlike mornings. The Jeff Calkins Show. Jason and John. Giannotto and Jeffrey. The Gabe Kuhn Show afternoon.
92.9.
92.9 FM ESPN.
Life hack number 7. Get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Soak up the savings this summer from Family Dollar. It's never been easier. Just download the Family Dollar app, sign up for smart coupons, and see how you can save more than ever before. Enjoy smoking hot deals on cookout classics, or get ready for outdoor fun with SPF for the whole family, plus pool toys, decor, and so much more. Check out the app today and get ready to save with the Family Dollar Summer Savings Event. New offers drop every week. Family Dollar, helping you do more.
These days, everything in Memphis costs more. But somehow, Verizon costs less. As low as $50 for a single line when you switch. So while coffee is definitely costing more, Verizon costs less. And dinner in Overton Square for two has gotten pricey. Verizon, less pricey. Rent in Midtown, that's not coming down anytime soon. But Verizon, down. Just $50 a line. Limited edition sneakers, through the roof. Verizon prices, through the floor. That designer golden doodle, so much more. A single line on Verizon, a fair bit less. Even a good old tried and true hamburger will cost you more. But with Verizon, the same good old tried and true service now costs you less. Point is, in a world that is always costing more, you can get more for less right now at a Memphis Verizon store. $180 BYOD and $360 local promo credit supplied over 36 months for new customers with one line and your own 4G or 5G phone on unlimited welcome plan required. Additional terms apply. Auto pay and paper-free billing required. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds.
Hey, Danny, what are the two things that women want?
A husband and Howie.
How about diamonds and a free vacation from Robert Irwin Jewelers?
That's where you come in, Howie.
Exactly. And during the summer of 1,000 engagements, spend $2,495 or more, and you're going to get a free vacation for two. See a store for complete details, bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices. Save up to 40% during our summer of 1,000 engagements sale. Robert Irwin Jewelers or online at rijewelers.com.
You're going to be busy this summer.
Oh, man.
Do you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns? The IRS won't quit until they get your money. Here's great news, fresh from those in the know. Major changes have happened at the IRS. If you owe more than $10,000, you may be eligible for a 99% reduction of what you owe. Haven't filed a return for a while? Their happy clients are talking.
The IRS was going to levy my bank account, but Guardian was able to prevent that and fix all my IRS issues. Thanks again, Guardian Tax.
Need relief from crushing tax debt? The IRS now has special programs. Guardian Tax knows all about them. Personal or business, this is the fresh new brick you've been hoping for.
We aren't the company you call when you need a hug because you're scared of the IRS. Guardian Tax is the company that wins when you need it most.
Guardian Tax Service is really great to work with. They really helped me out. I'd recommend them highly.
Call now for a free confidential consultation. 800-505-1608. 800-505-1608. 800-505-1608.
How many Rock and Roll Hall of Famers have been on the Talk is Jericho podcast with me, Chris Jericho? Well, gee, let's see how many I can name off the top of my head. Metallica, Kiss, Slash and Duff from Guns N' Roses, Angus Young, Brian Johnson from AC/DC, Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. You want more? I got so many more, but I'm all out of time right now. So come rock with me, Chris Jericho, on Talk is Jericho. Listen to and follow now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No one knows the importance of a great assist more than Lowe's and Leo Messi. That's why we've teamed up to give MVP's Pro Rewards members 10 times the points when Messi makes an assist during CONMEBOL Copa America USA 2024. Activate this offer starting June 20th, so when Messi assists, you score. Shop the day after an assist to earn those extra points. Not an MVP's Pro Rewards member? Join today. Visit Lowe's.com/Messi for more details.
Ooh, I'm so ready for this weekend away with my girls.
Hey, hit the road. How about some free gas?
Free gas? How?
Try new Febreze car for some serious freshness and you can win gas for a full year. Visit Febreze.com to learn more.
Say less.
You may not win, but you're going to have a fresh smelling whip.
Thanks, DJ Fresh. Now how about some music?
Hey, yo, this next one goes out to new Febreze car for giving you a chance to win free gas.
La, 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 la.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 to enter in 731-24 for rules on how to enter. Visit Febreze.com.
It's the Jason and John Show, weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m.
All this is was an opportunity to make him look, get him paid again by UConn, coming off of a raise last offseason. Frankly, you can argue he deserves it, though. He went back and won another championship. And then to make him look hot in terms of from that L.A. standpoint, makes them look like they had a plan, like a real plan, instead of just going to get LeBron's friend. But in the end, who will be right? In the end, Shams.
Shams
will be the Phoenix. Rising from the ashes.
Bro, they said that dude was on FanDuel today.
Sick.
And he didn't even
discuss it.
Talk about it, bro.
He's sick right now.
We're
going to rise up.
He was wrong.
Well, have you seen how many times Woj has gone out of his way?
Oh, that, from the very beginning.
The land before time
was the one they wanted.
92.9 FM ESPN's Jason and John Show. Straight out of White Station in the U of M to your speakers. Weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by John Martin, Jason, John, every single day from 11 until 2. I saw John retweeting, and then this is how I became aware, John, of the Hawk to a Girl getting to 1 million Instagram followers. I saw you retweeted the Hawk to a this accomplishment. Where does it rank in social media accomplishments, Hawk to? Are you impressed by her stratospheric rise?
I'm really disappointed by it.
Why are you disappointed by it?
I'm disappointed that it's being allowed to happen.
Go ahead. Why?
Well, because I think we're now crossing over, laughing with her to laughing at her. And look, she's profiting from it, so she's complicit. But I don't know if she necessarily is picking up on it yet. She doesn't strike me as the sharpest tool in the shed. And I think like she's becoming the say the thing, and you know that's all she really has to offer. Like there was a clip in the video I posted where you know at the she's getting the bottle service and the fire extinguisher and all that, and then at the end of it, she's in this room with all these you know bottle girls, and one of the bottle girls says, "Give us the Hawk Tua," and then she says it, and you can just kind of feel the life coming out of her as she's saying it. So,
how is that different than you know? I need you to play Stairway to Heaven, you know, for
well, because that's an actual talent.
That's an actual talent.
I mean, singing I think, and making.
I think Hawk Tua.
It's not a.
It's
saying it is not a talent. Maybe you
she may have
it.
A real. She has a one note. She is a one-hit wonder so far, but her career is young. And
This is not a career.
I don't think we're laughing at her.
Oh, seriously.
She was described in the Washington Post story as America's sweetheart.
America's.
I don't know that a sweetheart, American. Sweetheart is a little much, right?
Like this homely little girl from Belfast.
She's not homely.
She's very homely. She's very homely.
She's not homely. What is wrong with you? She partly took off because she has that sort of, let's be honest, white blonde attractiveness that is basic your quintessential American cheerleader attractiveness.
I don't know.
I've
been sort of waiting for like, you know, I was open to it, right? I was like, okay, let's see what's behind the Hawk and the Tua, you know, what's behind and nothing really.
If there's more there.
There's nothing. There is, you know, I mean, she's sweet enough, right? I mean, I she's not like a bad person or anything like that. But like, what are we doing? I mean, she didn't do anything. She was on a street and she was asked, you know, what are you
doing? She never will look better than she did on that. She looked like on that, she was a little drunk, right?
Yep.
And so she was just vibrant. She was full of life. She was funny. And you could, you know.
I mean,
I'm that
every day. And I've never gotten right. $30,000 go to a club.
Okay. Now she's just herself, and that may be less appealing. She's, let's be honest, a little raunchy. It is.
Get your money, right? Get your money. At the end of the day, I mean, that's. But understand that, like, this is not going to be a career. This is going to be one of those things that you tell your grandkids. Well,
do you remember any of that in the Washington Post story about this? Do you remember Alex from Target, or Jonah? I like turtles. Where or Gorilla Glue Girl? The one of these that I remembered when I was reading about him was Dogface, Nathan Apokadaka or whatever his name is, the skateboarder, Fleetwood Mac skateboarder drinking cranberry juice, right? That one, I remember that dude. Do you remember these people? Like, who leaps to mind in terms of viral moments, unintentional viral moments?
I don't know. Like, there used to be a Vine era. You know, where like it was like 6 seconds, you know, and it was like little memes. It wasn't, but none of them ever like, and I kind of feel bad for them. They never monetized it. They never, you know, like you remember the British baby? You bit me, Charlie.
Charlie, you bit me.
Well, then there was also the parents that filmed the kid after getting like Novocaine at the dentist.
Oh yeah,
That was that. Vine.
Everyone
yeah.
is, yeah. and then everyone yeah. started. Everyone yeah. did yeah. that. That became poor kids, you know, hauled off to the dentist.
You're an opportunity for revenue.
There's no doubt.
Dogface, the skateboarder, is supposedly, at least according to his publicist, made $1 million in 4 months. You know, which is better than David Jones.
You know what? It is better than David Jones. You know, that was genuinely Dogface just being himself. Genuinely, right? Like he was just skateboarding down the street to Stevie Nicks drinking Ocean Spray. That was
great. That was so great.
And now what you're seeing is, I already saw this on Twitter today. People are now intentionally trying to be the next Hawk Tua. And it's like getting
really?
How
so?
There's this one, I don't remember the account, but there was this one girl who like was doing the whole, like it just, no morals whatsoever. And just doing the whole thing. And just, it was just so intentional. You know, you could feel it. And it's like, sweetheart, it's not going to happen for you like that. It's just not going to happen for you. Like, I mean, you could like get OnlyFans or something, but it's not going to happen for you the same way it's going to happen for Hawk Tua. Hers was organic.
The other story it was organic from her perspective. There was a content creator behind it.
That is true. You know, that is true.
But the other theory that this Washington Post story was positing was that that the internet used to be a place. It started out as a place for nerds, you know, and it's now become Barstool. You know, it's the general tenor of the place has gone from a nerd haven to a Barstool place. I don't necessarily, there is an element of that, but there's plenty of nerds still on there. Like, I don't.
I mean, there's also an element of that. Like, the problem with that premise is Barstool is an internet company. Like, Barstool's entire brand, like, for 20 right. years has been on the internet.
That's exactly right. But that's the point is that thing has taken over. It's been so successful that's what people like and look for now on the internet is not, you know, some nerdy breakdown of this policy or that, whatever. It's frat stuff. And again, I use that as a shorthand. But anyway, John, I do want to get to the other topic. The other topic, of course, is the Memphis Tigers. When I was talking to you not long ago, I asked you how this roster compares to previous rosters. And I was kind of surprised that you said, oh, this is better than the James Wiseman roster or the, like, you were making the point that even as I think we've all a little disappointed, obviously no David Jones and they didn't swing and connect on a lot of big acquisitions this offseason. We now have the addition of PJ Carter. That you were saying, listen, it's better than those teams. Those teams were young and unproven and might have looked flashy. So I don't know. What are you? I don't want to be putting words in your mouth. Didn't you say something along those lines that this roster?
Well, yeah, I think that was operating under the assumption that David Jones would be back, though. I don't think we were having that discussion after David Jones stayed in the draft. Right?
Okay.
I mean, is that okay? Fair? I mean, that's fair, right?
I don't know. I don't remember the premise.
Well,
I
think we all assumed that David Jones was returning because his combine right. was awful. He was, you know, he was getting no draft buzz, and so we assumed because we had. That was Penny's word, right?
All right, so tell me, where is this roster? Where is this roster rank on two fronts? Ability to win basketball games, A, and ability to create excitement among the masses, the Memphis masses.
Okay, ability to win basketball games, I think it, I mean, ranks, I mean, what's the metric that we're doing here?
No, against others. Like, is it the worst? Ability to win basketball games?
No, I would say it's. I would say it's like.
Which is it better than? Which is it?
I would say it's thoroughly in the middle in terms of that. I'd say it's thoroughly in the middle of Penny's teams. It's not. It's neither the best nor the worst. And in terms of your next question, which is the ability to excite the masses, I would say it might be at the bottom. It might be the worst ever he's had.
I think it's the worst.
Yeah,
and the reason is that, and I said this earlier, in terms of ability to win basketball games. This backcourt with Haggerty and Hunter is better than Lomax and Tyler Harris as freshmen starting game one, right? It's clearly better, right? Don't you think, as in terms of ability to win basketball games?
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of ability to create excitement, weirdly, there was dramatically more excitement about those two players, maybe because there was about the whole Penny Hardaway era, than there is about Haggerty and Hunter.
Do we lose Jeff?
No, I'm here.
Okay, I was making sure. Yeah, you kind of cut off there.
better than do you not agree with that?
I think that informs a lot of it. Yeah, I mean, because you know you're willing to, you know, 2018-19 was a bad team, but there was just such excitement and about the possibilities and you know what could be. 19-20, same thing. I mean, and plus 19-20 started 12-1 and beat Tennessee at Tennessee. You know, so that was that. Those are all real things that happen in terms of this group. You know, there's a real cloud. There's a real cloud of A, you didn't replace David Jones. I mean, PJ Carter is probably the best that you were going to do at this stage in the game. But like, come on, he was going to Rice. I mean, you know, he was going to Rice, man.
I don't know if you saw Rice handle Memphis last year. I witnessed it with my own eyes. And we are no longer in a moment where you can look down at Rice.
If you can't beat him, join him. You know what I mean?
Now you look across at Rice. You used to look down at Rice. Now you look across at Rice. I saw it with my own eyes.
No, you know, honestly, it's one of those where like I wish we didn't have to little brother. Or big brother in this case, Rice. Like, hey, we're going to take your kids, but you know, desperate times call for desperate measures, I suppose. But yeah, like I just kind of feel like it. You know, there's a cloud over it. The penny uncertainty and frustration, and you know, not breaking through, and then you know, again, the roster is.
Is there a cloud over? Let me ask you this. Just in terms of.
Well, yeah, there's a cloud over.
But never. Let me ask you this. There is this narrative right now. That there is incredible excitement about Memphis football, and there's this narrative that there is everyone's down on Memphis basketball. In terms of like actual like buying tickets kind of excitement, is it not possible that there's actually more excitement just because it's at Memphis basketball? You know, like we hear about the excitement of Memphis football, but I'm not sure that's translating into ticket sales. And I bet. I mean, just if you look at clicks at the Daily Memphian, I bet there's more clicks on basketball stories than football stories still. It's an interesting thing. We're told that there is this incredible excitement over Memphis football, but I'll be interested to see how it translates. And I think people will still... I wonder how much the cloud that you describe is a media cloud as opposed to an actual fan base cloud.
No, I mean, I think there's a belief and probably reality that one team has a chance to actually achieve something, and there's more so than the other. I mean, that's just the reality. I think people need to get really hip to the idea of Memphis making the tournament as a overachievement. It's going to be an overachievement for this group, whereas for Memphis football, they're going to be the favorite in the AAC, and we know that. You know, you won 10 games last year. You beat Iowa. You beat the hell out of Iowa State. And
you're saying that Memphis football will be picked, and it has been. It will be preseason.
Yes.
Memphis football will be projected to be in the playoff. Preseason Memphis basketball will not be projected.
Well, I don't
to be
know.
In the tournament.
I don't know if Memphis will, because
I think it still will be projected to be in the tournament. Don't you?
I don't know. And I think if it is, it's wrong. I that's just how I feel. I mean, there's nothing that suggests that Memphis should be projected to make the tournament. I don't think they're going. If it's happening, which I think is what's happening with Lunardi, he's giving them the AQ from the AAC. That presumes they're going to be the favorite in the American. I do not believe that. I believe they're going to be co-favorites with UAB.
How do you compare this roster to 2 years ago? Because that's what Gabe asked me. He said, it's a lot like 2 years ago. And I'm like, no, it's not. Like, that roster had the reigning player of the year and the next best player in the conference on its team. This has Haggerty and Hunter, good players, but they aren't those players, at least not yet.
Yeah.
But this roster is, I do think, it makes more sense in terms of size, shooting, you know. There's a bunch of tools for Penny to do. I actually think it's a very different roster. That roster was a very top-heavy roster. And this roster, what you hope is that everyone can kind of do their part. No, I don't know. Do you see the similarities with this roster and that roster?
No, because that roster had the two best players that have ever played for Penny Hardaway, in Kendrick Davis and DeAndre Williams, right? And that's huge. I mean, the rest of it almost doesn't matter at that point. I think a lot of where I come down on this Memphis roster is you're it's nothing against the young man, okay? I feel like people probably feel like I'm on this jihad against him, but PJ Haggerty has not shown me anything, to make me believe that he's capable of leading a team in the NCAA tournament. Like, why do we project that? Like, well, you know what I'm saying? Because he averaged 20 a game for a horrible
Kendrick
team.
Kendrick Davis hadn't been in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, but Kendrick Davis had been in college for a long time.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale starts now. Take the labor out of shopping for custom window treatments and make upgrading your home easy and affordable. Don't miss out on up to 50% off right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing and free shipping. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Blinds.com's design experts can help you make the perfect choices with free virtual consultations. Plus, they'll send samples right to your door fast and free. Blinds.com can even handle the measure and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Since 1996, customers have trusted Blinds.com to cover over 25 million windows, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Take the labor out of upgrading your home with Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.